Well, good morning. This is the Talk of the Town, and our guest this morning is a member of probably one of Asia's most successful political dynasties, but she's not here to talk about that. So eat your heart out, Domina Sanka. Good morning to Miss Sunetra Bandranaike. Madam, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
You, of course, are very famously known as the child who didn't get into politics, in spite of the fact that the father was prime minister, the mother was prime minister, the sister was president, and the brother was a cabinet minister and speaker, and gave a very important pronouncement too. But you're the one who, what, did you miss the boat or did you just not want to do it?
I didn't even want to get into the boat at all. I was the odd one out in the family. Every family has such. It doesn't mean that everybody has to get into politics. It didn't appeal to me. What politicians were doing, what politics was, no, it didn't appeal to me.
Were you a bit of a rebel, though, wouldn't you, Miss B?
Yes, indeed, I was a bit of a rebel. I was.
I mean, you had all of Sri Lanka's then paparazzi chasing after you because you happened to wear some mod skirt.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I came back from England after finishing university. I went to university with very long hair. I came back with very short hair. I went to university wearing salwar kameezes because my legs had to be covered. Came back wearing really short mini skirts.
And was your mother the Prime Minister by then?
Yes, I'm afraid she was.
What did the Prime Minister have to say?
Oh, she was horrified. When she saw all the clothes I had brought, she said, "What are these? What are these? Why are they so short?" I said, "Well, that's the fashion, mother dear. You would have heard about a model called Twiggy. And this is Twiggy fashion." So I think she was very good about it. She realized that I am now a graduate of a university, not a baby, you know, not a teenager. And she had to leave me alone to get on with my own life, broadly speaking.
Sunetra Foundation, 20 years in the making now. 20 years of helping the differently abled using the performing arts. How's that journey been?
It's had its challenges, some ups and downs, but I have continuously kept the boat steady even if the seas were stormy and rocky. I have kept the boat from toppling over by my passion, by being focused on it, by making sure I was able to raise funds to keep the thing going, ticking over.
Wonderful. And just the last question, really, because we must probably hand it over to Domina Sanka soon. But how easy has it been for you to raise funds for the Sunetra Foundation? Was it easier because of who you are?
I would say yes, easier, because they trust me. They make sure that the money is actually going for our work. When they gave us funds every quarter of the year, we had to send reports, which we did. So it was very transparent and we did a very honest job. So people trusted me, trusted our trustees, and they were willing to help us.
And that trust remains in place even today.
Yes, indeed it does.
Miss B, how many sort of centers do you have around the country?
We have 38 centers or locations, and in each place we have a workshop. And the total number of young people who are participating in our workshops is roughly 1,000.
So these youth, the Sunetra Foundation must be like shining a light into their lives, because they are usually differently abled people. There's like a stigma and they are more or less ignored by society. And so come enter the Sunetra Foundation, creating the space for these youth to be who they are. And in that moment, in that dance and music, they probably lose themselves.
Yes, you put it almost better than I would be able to put it. Thank you for us. Yes, that's exactly what it is. We have brought them from the back room to the sunlit front porch, to put it briefly, and taken them out of themselves, given them joy, almost make them into different people, much happier people who are ready to enjoy, develop their personalities. And when society all around are telling them, "No, you can't," they lift up their hands and say, "Yes, we can."
Yes, we can indeed. That sounds very inspirational. Is that the tagline of the Sunetra Foundation?
No.
What is the tagline?
We don't have a tagline.
You don't have a tagline. Can I suggest?
Yes, indeed.
What was the tagline? "Yes, we can."
All right. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you to come up with that.
Miss B, thank you very much for being on Talk of the Town. And we'll hand you back to Domina Sanka. But before that, I just want to tell Domina Sanka that I am on a break. I'll see you guys in 4 weeks. So it's now back to the Morning Fix with Domina Sanka.